Patterson. Now, we still don't have a press release from Texas. Still no official word in terms of a public declaration. But Gary Patterson, Snoop, you can see right here. I've got the image pulled up on my phone. This is the University of Texas staff directory.
Oh.
Gary Patterson's in the staff directory at the University of Texas with the job title of special assistant to the head coach. So Gary Patterson, we reported on Horns 24/7. On Tuesday, he was in the process of getting his key card and ID, all that paperwork stuff filed away. So looks like Gary Patterson is officially, even though there's no public declaration on that.
You should screenshot and put a bunch of eye emojis.
No, because, you know, he was at the basketball game on Tuesday, and we got some quotes from him at Horns 24/7 if you want to go check that out. Chip Brown had a piece yesterday that I talked about in yesterday's Longhorn Notebook saying, and if you can go to the podcast page at hornfm.com and check that out, basically Gary Patterson saying he wants to be for Sark what Dick Tomey was for Mack Brown. I think if that's really how he's approaching it, this is a great hire. It was already going to be a good hire for a lot of reasons, but if that's really how Gary Patterson is approaching this, then that's going to be a home run, I think, for Texas and for Steve Sarkisian. So Gary Patterson, part of the staff. Isaiah Nayer, the transfer wide receiver from Wyoming. This is a guy that considered Texas initially when he transferred from Wyoming. Ends up committing to Tennessee and then started taking visits. Took a visit to Ole Miss. Took a visit to Texas yesterday. A couple of interesting tidbits. Tidbit number one was what my colleague Mike Roach posted at Horns 24/7 about a half hour ago. Talked to a source regarding Nayer who said they thought the visit went great. I'm reading verbatim from Mike's post on the flagship message board. Texas stated its case and showed Nayer what he wanted to see from a program fit and education standpoint. Now it's a waiting game as he looks to make his final decision. Mike did say it feels like Texas has some really good momentum there. Interesting also, thank you to the Horns 24/7 member who screenshotted this. Talking about screenshots in the notebook today. Apparently, Isaiah Nayer was in the University of Tennessee student directory. I guess was ready to enroll. Tennessee starts classes next week. Yeah, his status says left the University of Tennessee on January 1st, 2020. So, yeah, read into that what you will, but things looking good right now for Texas and Isaiah Nayer. And we talked about that receiver position. I can't say it enough, man. Texas needs to add as much potential firepower there as they can. You know what you've got with Xavier Worthy. You know what you've got with Jordan Whittington when he's healthy. That's been the big thing with Whittington, though, when he's healthy.
He's the expert. I'm sorry to interrupt your note, but I feel he could be elite.
He can. And
elite.
And he is. And we even saw last year when he was on the field, if Steve Sarkisian has playmakers, he's going to get them the ball. There is going to be this no spreading the wealth or none of that. We saw it with Worthy. We saw it with Bijan Robinson. Those guys loaded up on the targets and the touches this past season. And Whittington did too when he was on the field. There were games where, you know, maybe he wasn't used just right, or maybe his usage was limited. But, man, he's such a versatile piece. But if you're Sark, man, you can't depend on him to be there the whole way. That just is what it is at this point. That might sound harsh, but, hey, Mack Brown once upon a time said the same thing about Bo Scaife. Mack Brown once upon a time said the same thing about Jordan Shipley. Both of those guys turned out okay, but you accumulate enough of an injury history. At this point for Jordan Whittington, his best ability needs to be his availability. But you got Whittington, you got Troy O'Meary, who's yet to play a down at Texas, even though everybody's excited about him, and for good reason when you look at the physical tools, he's yet to play a down. Marcus Washington got some run last year, but didn't quite take off, I think, the way the staff probably hoped he would. Same for Kelvonte Dixon. So you need firepower on offense. You can't just put all your eggs in the basket of, okay, you got Bijan Robinson and you got Xavier Worthy. We've seen it in Texas far too many times where putting your eggs in those baskets goes wrong. So Texas looking to add Isaiah Nayer, the Wyoming transfer. Again, his numbers last year for Wyoming this past season in 2020, 44 catches, 878 yards, 12 touchdown receptions for Isaiah Nayer, an Arlington Lamar product. He's from the Metroplex. Snoop, you were not quite. DeSoto's not in that 287 corridor.
No. That's like,
you're South Dallas.
Correct. I'm closer to Oak Cliff, Duncanville, DeSoto, Lancaster, Cedar Hill.
It's really weird. Like, you know, kids that live in that area can end up going to, you can live in one part and you can end up going to DeSoto or Red Oak or Lancaster,
yes,
or wherever. Did your parents ever threaten to send you to private school?
I did for a while because I used to live right
Bishop Dunn's right over there.
I used to live right next to the state fair, and you know.
Oh, out at Fair Park? I got you.
For 2 years, where like a lot of nights we'd have to sleep on the floor because they would be shooting every night.
So is this like when you were first adopted, or was this later?
No, this is when I was in junior high.
Okay.
And they sent me to Brook Hollow Christian, way like 30, 40 minutes away. Like,
dang.
Because if I don't know, like, man, I've got my butt beat in school because I'm a nerd. That's probably why. I mean, for real, like, I was, you know, anyway, I came out okay.
You did.
I came out okay.
But was private school used as a threat? I love what Golf Lingo said on the text line that it's like you live a real life. It's like you lived Footloose. That was your life growing up. Even though we kid Snoop, we jest, but.
I went to alternative schools for talking in class. They would send me to...
For talking in class?
Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird? Now that I look back at it, somebody else said the same thing. They're like, that seems harsh. They would send me to, like, in-school suspension because I was talking too much.
Man.
Where I had to be, like, two walls on the side of me, and I read, like, every Beverly Clarion Judy Blume book ever. I did.
You can take me through the Judy Blume catalog.
I mean, just hours in that stupid isolation. Anyway.
That's terrible, Snoop.
Yeah, Cedar Hill, screw you.
Hey, I think, though, in your life since, you've made up for it with some good times. Oh, probably some times that were worthy of you going to alternative school or in-school suspension. Am I right about that?
Right, I guess so. I don't know. I never did anything bad. I never got into fights. I stole candy one time, so I did go to.
Who'd you steal candy from?
The teacher. And I got it during recess, like everybody's at recess. I'm just like, true confessions. Anyway, enough about me. Okay. But those Reese's were so good, the buttercups. And they knew I did it because all the wrappers were right underneath my desk. They're like, who took the Reese's? I'm like, I didn't. So anyway, all right. Sorry, Horn fans.
No, I just didn't know if you want to further incriminate yourself.
No.
So.
What is that?
Okay. So you're getting a visit from Aaron Hogan. What's up, E? Okay. I don't know if you wanted to hang out or what.
His son is listening right now.
Nolan Hogan's
Nolan
listening?
Was just Nolan just texted me. He was talking about his friend getting tased, not him, but I was talking about getting tased.
He who are your kids hanging around with? They got friends getting tased at this age.
Oh no,
no, no,
Nolan,
he didn't.
You never know.
Yeah. Nolan, you said like Nolan loves thrill, like he likes to go skydiving. He likes to go to like big concerts in L.A. That's good, man. I wish I had. That adventure is at his age, but that's that Hogan gene of greatness or try to reach that level.
E, we were talking about about Gary Patterson and Texas transfers, and then we got into Snoop's nefarious activity that landed him in alternative school. I don't know how we made that segue in
Love
the
that.
Segment.
Well, that'll happen. Probably more like, that alternative school sounds like a better conversation than even the transfers.
Yeah. Yeah, they put me in there in ISS or whatever, and I went, and I was with, like, older kids. I don't know what they were trying to do to me.
That sounds like you might have got profiled, Snoop. I think that's what that deal was, man.
Yeah, well, you know.
Talking.
I've heard, my wife's an educator, that I know yours is too, Jeff.
Yeah.
Some kids do better in the ISS because they get all their work done, and they don't bounce from class to class, and you know, a lot of kids end up in there and kind of prefer it for the learning because everybody learns differently. Everybody thrives in a learning environment that's not the same as somebody else. So sometimes that does help. And there's older kids there, too, a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in fifth grade, and all those kids were, like, in junior high.
You'll agree with me on this.
It's like the Breakfast Club for you.
Yeah.
To be an educator in these days, you've got to have, like, the patience of Job if you're going to be if you're going to be in the education field right now.
Oh, there's no question. There's
from the
no
Bible?
Question. Yeah, from the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, didn't think I'd drop that reference today, did you, Snoop?
I saw where the AISD superintendent was teaching a class yesterday because there is such a shortage of actual teachers. So she was down. My wife's done that. She's the director of special services in Dripping Springs. She's had to jump in and run a class just because
my wife is the principal. And she's having to do the same.
Yeah.
So. It's all hands on deck right now.
Hayes Consolidated ISD put out tweets asking parents to volunteer to teach in class.
Hey, E, real quick, since you're in here, I want to get your take on this. We talked a little bit about Gary Patterson. We talked a lot of Gary Patterson yesterday. He's in the Texas staff directory now, so no press release, but that's official. But the wide receiver position at Texas, I've been saying Texas needs to add a transfer portal body at that position, maybe more than any other on the roster, to get something to go with Xavier Worthy, to where you're not reliant on Jordan Whittington, who hasn't been dependable to be on the field. I just don't know where you're at with this Texas receiver position right now, because it looks like the momentum is building that they might land Isaiah Nayer, the transfer from Wyoming.
Is that true? Because I know he committed to Tennessee. That's a weird deal. Like classes start at Tennessee next week.
He apparently has already withdrawn from Tennessee, whatever started the process.
That's a start, because I think if you're following it, you've watched the film, because in the portal, you can go watch these guys play. You can go watch him play at Wyoming. Looks like a good player. Great body control. 6'3" guy. That's a bigger guy to lean. But he's from Arlington, right? So he's got
Arlington
Texas ties. Maybe get, I spent some time in Wyoming. Get the heck back to Texas. It's cold up there. But no, that would be huge. And yeah, I mean, it's a big question mark. You have a freshman All-American in Xavier Worthy, and you build around that. I'm a big Jordan Whittington fan, but we know his injury issues and. We know there are guys like that. Maybe this is he's been through all that. Jordan Shipley jumps to mind of a guy that...
Bo Scaife.
And once they finally found good health, they flourished. And Jordan has shown that potential. And then there's Troy O'Meary, right? Troy O'Meary's still on this roster. He's one of those... I don't want to say wives' tale, but he's been a mythical figure that we've never really seen, but we've heard a lot about.
Not Desmond Harrison levels of Sasquatch, but approaching it.
Yeah. He's there. Marcus Washington is there, who you like. Kelvonte Dixon is a guy that they could develop. So there's the young guys that need to develop, and that's where Brennan Mary and the new wide receivers coach comes in. It needs to be a part of that. And then the question is, Jahleel Billingsley at 6'3", 240, is he going to be a tight end, or is he a big receiver?
You can play him all over the field. I mean, I looked at it from Pro Football Focus. If you look at his snap counts the last 2 years in 2020 with Sark, 66 snaps in the slot, 23 out wide, 86 as an inline tight end this past season, 101 in the slot. And this isn't a Bill O'Brien offense, 101 in the slot, 51 out wide, and 166 as an inline tight end.
Yeah. Well,
you can do a lot of different things with him.
Almost like even bigger Lil Jordan Humphrey mindset with, I know that was Tom Herman's MO, but Steve Sarkisian needs weapons. He needs guys that defense coordinators have to plan for and create the matchups he wants. Another name, and I know this was a much talked about conversation during the 5-7 season, but Keelan Robinson, I know he's a running back, and maybe his hands aren't the best. Well, develop him, get him on the jugs gun, because I just feel like if that guy can be on the field, the speed and the explosiveness we saw in the minimal time we got to see him is special. I mean, that's a special player. Can you use him, in a Deebo Samuel kind of role, or Tyreek Hill kind of role, where he's a receiver, but man, it's a lot of the end around stuff. It's jet sweeps. It's space plays for him, and with a creative mind like Steve Sarkisian, I think the more of those type of players who challenge a defense, scare a defensive coordinator, will make this offense all the more successful.
Yeah, and I think with Brennan Marion bringing in the principles of his go-go offense, where it's a lot of two tailback stuff, I think you maximize that position.
Yeah.
And Bijan Robinson's versatile enough to where you can use him in multiple roles. I think the same thing to an extent for Roschon Johnson. You could have two tailbacks, three tailbacks on the field at the same time if you want to. Snoop, do need a breaking news sounder, though. E, we were just talking about this.
Breaking news.
It is official. Isaiah Nayer just tweeted out, signed, let's get it, with a graphic that he has committed to the University of Texas. So a short-lived tenure as a Tennessee commit, but Isaiah Nayer, the Wyoming transfer wide receiver.
Big deal.
Originally from Arlington Lamar, went to Wyoming, 44 catches last year, 12 touchdown receptions. He is headed to the University of Texas, so we'll see for Texas to get that paperwork processed, make it official. But Isaiah Nayer joining Jahleel Billingsley and helping Steve Sarkisian beef up that offense. We'll take your comments about that on the Specs text line, 337-3776. Come back. Inconceivable is going to close out hour number one. E, thanks for hanging out for minutes.
Absolutely.
Aaron Hogan joining us here. We'll be back. Inconceivable to close out hour number one here on Light the Tower on the Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.